Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here, let's listen to the president after the strikes on Iran.
A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. Everybody heard those names for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise.
He's heard those names for the first time today.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace.
They don't even know where to stand. Why do they look so awkward? Why are they standing in such a weird formation?
If they do not, future attacks would be far greater and a lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying, death to America, death.
What is this boy band ass?
Now make peace. If they do not, future attacks would be far greater and a lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying, death to America, death to Israel. They have been killing our people, blowing off their arms, blowing off their legs with roadside bombs. That was their specialty. We lost over 1,000 people. And hundreds of thousands throughout the Middle East and around the world have died as a direct result of their hate. In particular, so many were killed by their general, Qasem Soleimani. I decided a long time ago that I would not let this happen. It will not continue. I want to thank and congratulate Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. We worked as a team like perhaps no team has ever worked before. And we've gone a long way to erasing this horrible threat to Israel. I want to thank the Israeli military for the wonderful job they've done. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the great American patriots who flew those magnificent machines tonight and all of the United States military on an operation the likes of which the world has not seen in many, many decades. Hopefully, we will no longer need their services in this capacity. I hope that's so. I also want to congratulate the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Rosenkane.
If you took a shot for every time he dropped a superlative, or every time he said it's the best or the biggest or the greatest, you would literally be dead already. And again, what's up with this boy band setup?
Spectacular, General, and all of the brilliant military minds involved in this attack. With all of that being said, this cannot continue. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days.
How can you say there's going to be peace directly off the back of dropping bombs in the Middle East, which will inherently have retaliatory measures? You just got us into a war. What do you mean peace? You don't know what peace means.
Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most...
Wait, did he just call for peace and then say there are many targets left? Meaning like...
There will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days. Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision, speed, and skill. Most of them can be taken out in a matter of minutes. There's no military in the world that could have done what we did tonight. Not even close. There has never been a military that could do what took place just a little while ago. Tomorrow, General Kane, Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth will have a press conference at 8 a.m. at the Pentagon.
Oh, no, 8 a.m. He's like, shit, I can't go out to the bar tonight if it's 8 a.m.
And I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God, I want to just say we love you, God, and we love our great military.
Shout out God, I guess. Fuck.
It's just a little while ago. Tomorrow, General Kane, Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth will have a press conference at 8 a.m. at the Pentagon. And I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God. I want to just say,
Marjorie Taylor Greene says, every time America is on the verge of greatness, we get involved in another foreign war. There would not be bombs falling on the people of Israel if Netanyahu had not dropped bombs on the people of Iran first. Israel is a nuclear-armed nation. This is not our fight. Peace is the answer. That this post from 2013 from Donald Trump reads, quote, remember that I predicted a long time ago that President Obama will attack Iran because of his inability to negotiate properly, not skilled. The only reason we are currently in this situation is because Donald Trump decided to pull us out of Obama's nuclear deal that he negotiated in 2015. After Donald Trump decided to pull us out of this, Iran continued to enrich their uranium, or at least that is the claim that was the pretext used to launch this. Of course, there are going to be retaliatory attacks from the Middle East. Senator Bernie Sanders reacted to this live.
This is a statement from Donald Trump. Quote, we have completed our very successful attack on the three nuclear sites in Iran, etc. I want to tell you something. Not only is this news that I've just heard this second alarming, that all of you have just heard, but it is so grossly unconstitutional. All of you know that the only entity that can take this country to war is the U.S. Congress. The president does not have the right.
That's what we've been touching on, and that's the consistent theme. Donald Trump is taking us to war without the authorization of Congress. Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes, such as the power of the purse, which Elon Musk has broken himself, but Congress has the power to declare war, to grant letters, to make rules concerning captures on land and water. Yet Trump did this unilaterally without Congress, and many people are pointing that out. Congresswoman Sarah Jacobs said, Trump's strikes against Iran are not only unconstitutional, but an escalation that risks bringing the U.S. into another endless war. That is Congresswoman Sarah Jacobs of California's 51st District. Over here, you have Representative Jason Crow. I'm seeking more information about the strikes against Iran, but here's what we do know. Trump broke a promise to prevent America from entering new conflicts. Trump has once again exceeded his authority, and Congress must act now and reclaim the constitutional power over America's use of military force. We could honestly sit here for a three-hour live stream and list every single constitutional aspect that Trump has broken. Didn't he sign an executive order within his first week to try to end the constitutional right of birthright citizenship? This dude hates the Constitution. He would spit on it and tear it up, and I hope every single Trump supporter knows that. He speaks in 15 minutes, but I don't expect anything unique. Has he ever said anything unique? This reads, U.S. military now briefing troops that its strike on Iran will, quote, likely result in counterstrikes on U.S. bases and facilities in the Middle East, and likely activate Iran and other foreign terrorist organization cells abroad, including the U.S., to conduct strikes against U.S. persons and facilities.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.